There's a wonderful collaboration taking place for the very first time this weekend that will be with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, the Baltimore School for the Arts, MICA, and the Medill Performing Arts Center at the Lyric, all providing the music, dance, design, and venue for Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet. And dancing the role of Drosselmeyer lo these many years has been Kurt Decker, who is actually a disability rights attorney by profession, but does this surely out of the love of it. And Kurt, as much as you've been a fixture over the years, there's of course been this kind of revolving door of young talent coming through. And I'm thinking that must be a really fascinating thing to watch year after year.
It's remarkable, really. We start with very young children from the inner city as part of the school's TWIGS program. And then they progress. Many of them end up in the school as students who have auditioned to be in the school and then graduate and go into companies. And I've had the opportunity now to watch some of these kids grow from, you know, when they were angels and mice into now full-fledged members of professional companies. So it's quite exhilarating.
It's going to be a remarkable collaboration. And I mean, obviously the School for the Arts has been doing this for many, many years now, but all of this coming together, and I know that you have been into the venue just to get a feel of it. And I'm wondering how you think it will actually be different from years past.
Well, I think it's going to be a wonderful collaboration, and I hope it is a sign of things to come in the community, that other arts groups think about this kind of coming together and presenting these kinds of events. But it will be very different. It's a much larger stage and a much larger audience. For me personally, I danced in the Nutcracker with a live orchestra in the late 70s, early 80s. So this is quite an experience to come back at this point in my life and try it again. We'll be interested to see how the tempos go with a live orchestra. We're very used to a tape. So while we're totally excited about live music from a world-class symphony, I'm sure there'll be some challenges with different tempos at different performances.
They always say, you know, that you should never perform with a child or an animal. And I don't think it's only because they might tend to upstage you, but because you just never know what might happen. And I'm sure that you have many stories and anecdotes that you've collected over the years.
I have many. And in this case, we're performing with many children. In fact, Barry Hewson, the very talented choreographer who's with the Boston Ballet, has added a lot of children to some of the sections in order to fill the stage. And so we have quite a group of rambunctious children who are in many different roles. And I think that's part of the charm of this production. You're going to see, you know, children playing children. And yes, we've had several examples. I can remember the curtain about to open in one performance when one of the little angels actually threw up on the stage, and we had to do a very quick turnaround before the curtain actually opened. So there's always those unexpected moments that make live theater so fun.
I've been speaking to Drosselmeyer, a.k.a. Kurt Decker, who will be performing in this wonderful collaboration between the Baltimore Symphony, the Baltimore School for the Arts, MICA, and the Medill Performing Arts Center at the Lyric. And that will be for four performances of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker this weekend. And for more information, you can go to Ticketmaster.com or in person at the Medill Lyric or the BSO ticket offices. Kurt, thank you so much, and break a leg, as they say.
Thank you so much, Judith.